Our fearless leader showed the Lion Press the big fat letter Kim Jong-un sent to him and mentioned how it was a very interesting letter. What, the Lion Press asked, did the North Korean dictator have to say? The Prez was in a jovial mood, so he taunted him with it. I bet you would, he said, and maybe, just maybe, if they said pretty please with sugar on it, he might tell later. This pesky press, always digging, always prying, always lying. Why not keep it from them, this missive from the Koreans over the summit coming in less than 2 weeks to determine the fate of the peninsula? Ha ha, I bet you'd like to know, you curious cats, but I'm the president of the once free world and I'll let you in on this little secret in my own good time. So there. Of course, the Lion Press wouldn't leave it alone. Nah, they kept asking, kept bugging him, kept repeating the question. What's in the letter? What's in the envelope? So finally, to shut him up, geez, how much pestering can a man take? He told him he hadn't opened it yet. And needless to say, the Lion Press howled, the Lion Press hollered, the Lion Press said, what an idiot. He'll read it later. He'll let him know in his own good time what it says. But meantime, oh yeah, the Lion Press are having fun with this. No wonder the Prez hates a free press. They turn everything around, twist it this way and that, make him look like a fool. He said it was an interesting letter, a very interesting letter. Well, he didn't say he'd read the damn thing, now did he? Just that it was a very interesting letter. Later on, someone will read it. Probably not him, not something that fat and obviously more than a tweet's worth of words. He doesn't have time for excess verbosity. What do you think? Meanwhile, the summit is on. The agenda is no doubt being set right now. Great things will be resolved, he said. Might take more time than one meeting. We'll just have to wait and see. Me, I just hope Kim Jong-un didn't write to cancel it. Be ashamed to open that letter and get the bad news the day before.